CD 1.
Hello, friends. I'm Michael Martin Murphy. As a Texan with a special interest in folklore, I'm proud to welcome you to the first ever recordings of the Texas Folklore Society. Founded in 1909, the Society showcases the state's rich folk culture. In years past, the original research papers presented by the Folklore Society members at their annual meeting were given orally and then published as books. Many of those volumes are collector's items, especially the ones edited by J. Frank Dobie, the folklorist and historian who served the Texas Folklore Society in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Following in Dobie's shoes as secretary editors came Moody Boatwright, then Wilson Hudson and F.E. Abernathy. But now, this year, for the first time, in addition to books, we have the live audio track of those presentations. We'll be recording the best of Texas folklore each year from now on, so stay tuned. 90 is this year's magic number, as 1999 is the 90th birthday of both the Society and its oldest member, Paul Patterson. Upcoming are three tributes to Patterson, a remarkable teacher, cowboy, and writer from the Pecos region of West Texas who was present for his 90th birthday party. Let's kick off side one with a talk on extracts, spices, and soothing ointments, peddlers in Central Texas in the 30s and 40s, by Kenneth Davis, whose stories and humor set the unmistakably Texan tone.
Just like Cousin Minnie Pearl, I'm proud to be here. Sporadic visits of door-to-door peddlers in the Central Texas of my childhood.